With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. As the Chesapeake Bay region states, near a critical 2017 midpoint in a federal effort to reduce pollution in the nation's largest estuary, the evidence is increasingly clear that pollution from Pennsylvania farms is the largest single roadblock to cleaning up the bay. Jeff Corbin is the Chesapeake Bay czar at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which is trying to cut pollution into the bay by about 25% by the year 2025 through a set of pollution limits called the total maximum daily load.
We acknowledge in our own assessments that we're behind, and a lot of that, about 80% of that gap, belongs to Pennsylvania. And because they're relying so heavily on agriculture, about 80% of their own gap, it has to come, they have to make up for that from agriculture. So, significant shortfall.
This is a subject that many Maryland elected officials and environmentalists are afraid to talk about because skeptics in the state often point to Pennsylvania's failures upstream as an excuse for why Maryland should not impose more regulations or taxes to clean up the bay. Specifically, Republicans often point to the Conowingo Dam on the Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania. The dam catches much of the sediment and pollution from Pennsylvania farms, then during storms, vomits the muck into the bay. But blaming the dam for pollution in Maryland is a fallacy, because Maryland rivers are polluted mostly from Maryland sources. And it's really the farms behind the dam that are the source of most of Pennsylvania's large chunk of bay pollution. Here are some facts that illustrate how little Pennsylvania has done to clean up the Susquehanna River, which provides about half the fresh water and pollution in the bay. At least 11,000 livestock farms in the section of Pennsylvania that drains into the Chesapeake do not have or follow manure management plans that were required by state law more than a decade ago. In 1980, the Pennsylvania General Assembly actually made it illegal for state officials to require farmers to fence their cows out of streams, although cattle defecating in waterways and eroding stream banks are major sources of pollution. 40 cities and towns in Pennsylvania still have antiquated sewer and stormwater pipes that are combined, so they dump raw human waste into bay tributaries whenever it rains. That's four times the number in Maryland or any other bay state. Pennsylvania has upgraded only 4% of its nearly 200 large sewage treatment plants in the bay watershed, compared to Maryland's 64% and Virginia's 44%. I called the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection to ask them about these discrepancies. Julie Lalo, spokeswoman for the agency, which goes by the acronym DEP, offered this brief statement.
Here at DEP, Secretary John Quigley is developing plans to expand on our bay restoration program. Our focus will be on four strategies: modeling at a regional watershed level, developing stronger partnerships, increasing compliance through enforcement, and modernizing record keeping and data collection.
When I specifically asked whether the state would enforce its laws that require farmers to have manure management plans, the agency replied that no, Pennsylvania prefers a voluntary approach with farmers. That voluntary approach to bay cleanup has failed twice in the past, in the years 2000 and 2010, when the bay states failed to keep previous agreements to reduce pollution. And voluntary is likely to fail again in 2025. EPA has little authority over farm pollution, but the only solution available is for the agency to step up and take action on what it does have power over by forcing Pennsylvania to upgrade its sewage treatment plants. The fate of the Chesapeake hinges on whether EPA will do its job. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.